Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
In partnership with SB Nation, I am Meg Murray, and I'm joined, as always, by Paul Stewart. Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Pretty good. Happy Saturday. What's happening?
What's happening is right. Things are happening. We are in the midst of all this D-hop nonsense. Like, what is going on? Please explain it to those of us, my hand is raised, that have missed all of the hullabaloo in the last couple hours.
Yeah, so DeAndre Hopkins is now officially released by the Arizona Cardinals, and no surprise, all the media outlets are saying, oh, should Dallas go for DeAndre Hopkins? Should they go for him? And personally for me, I don't see the need for him, to be perfectly honest. Like, I think we're pretty stacked with the type of wide receivers we've got, and we've got a lot of good young guns. Like, we've got... let me just get the roster up here. You've got Jalen Moreno-Troper, who was a free agent. You've also got Devante Turpin, who's their special teams. Try and get him more involved in this West Coast offense. So I don't see the need to bring in D-Hop at all. I mean, the only reason we would bring him in is just for jersey sales and marketing, pretty much, I think.
I mean, I can think of a couple more reasons why you would. I'm not saying they will. I just think... when that was such a, like, dire situation for you last year, and I do mean dire, mm-hmm. when I say dire, like, the wide receiver core was, like, one of your
decimated,
biggest
yeah.
holes in your offense. How are you going to kick someone like DeAndre Hopkins out of bed when, like, he's a just obvious, like, superstar? Now, I get it.
Yeah.
You're talking about money here. You're talking about, you know, can this core gel as a whole if you bring someone like him in there? But, like, I'm not one that's going to, like, say no if they
yeah,
say...
Yeah, like, I'm not against it. So it's,
yeah.
But I'm thinking too much in the business side of things, to be honest. Like, if it all makes sense, then cool, whatever. But I just don't see how he would actually fit in with the roster that we have right now as well. Like, because you've got Cooks there, you've got Lamb, you've got Gallup. But if one of those guys were to, unfortunately, and touch wood here, if one of those guys were to get injured, then obviously D-Hop would actually come in and to play here. But because we've seen him in a couple of podcasts and stuff like that, and he's been asked the question, what type of quarterbacks would you play with? He says, yeah, I would like to play with Lamar Jackson, like to play with such and such. And he was asked the question, would you play with Dak Prescott? And he kind of just kind of grunted a little bit and just kind of like brushed it off. And I was just like, that's kind of interesting. Because it was kind of weird though, because wasn't D-Hop in Texas a couple of months ago?
He's been working out in Dallas. I can't tell you, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this or not, but I'm going to do it anyways, and I won't tell you who I heard it from, but he has been working out with Dak. So they're friends. He wants to be in Dallas. He would have done a lot of things to do it. I think it's the flippy-floppy, like, nature of, like, the Jones family when they talk about him that maybe is why he's like, I'm not going to, like, come out and say it again because I've already put myself out there like that, and I get that. The thing is, if you bring that man in, you have a wealth of riches. You just have so much extra stuff that you could do. It would make sense. Will it make sense financially? That's where you have the problem. I know what he said. He said what? Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Justin Herbert. I know the Chiefs just gave a bunch of money to Donovan Smith, so that makes their kind of cap not really work
Yeah.
to make that happen. I'm sure they could probably figure something out, but because like him and Patrick Mahomes would be fire flames, but yeah, I the only one of those where I could see like them really making it work. I could see the Ravens and I could see the Chargers myself.
Yeah, Chargers. Yeah, I could see that happening as a possibility. I don't see it being the Ravens because they've just brought Beckham in. They've got Zay Flowers from the draft, so they've got absolute stud wide receivers in the court already. So I don't see why they need to spend more on another one.
I mean, if you're trying to make a push, if you're looking, okay, it's kind of what we talked about, and I'm not trying to make an argument for the Ravens. I'll kind of just say my piece and leave that one. But like a lot of people are saying, like, oh, well, I don't know if OBJ is a one right now. Like, I think he comes in as a solid two, but you can't have a rookie be your one, right? Like, that's kind of the where you could see the process where they could bring in, a veteran that is proven, that is really good right now, starts, is not even a concern to help out Lamar Jackson, who you just gave a huge contract to. That I see. And who knows? Zay Flowers could come in there and easily just like kick butt. OBJ could come in and totally be a one. Who knows? But like with so much uncertainty with that, like those two at that situation, I could see why they would want to. And if they have the money to do it, I know they just paid Lamar. I know they signed some contracts, but like you have a rookie that you're paying on that line. Like, so you still have a little money maybe to finagle with. And I say this as someone who doesn't really know their financial situation, but I could see those like him fitting in well there is what I mean.
Yeah, I just want to kind of go back to what you were kind of mentioning about the interviews and stuff like that and how the Joneses might pick up. Do you think it could be a bit of a reverse psychology from Hopkins not to get the attention from Dallas, like in the media sense, to kind of brush it off so therefore it doesn't hinder his chances playing for Dallas, if that makes sense?
Honestly, anything's possible at this point. I think the way that like the Joneses really do seem to be playing a little bit of chestnut checkers in this off season. So them keeping stuff so close to the vest where we're like out here freaking out about like, oh, let's bring in, X, Y, and Z, and they just come in with Stephon Gilmore and you're like, oh, I didn't even like think that was a thing that you would want to do. Like they are keeping stuff a little close to the vest. So like if the I'm sure they've explored what it would take to get him, and I know a lot of the pushback on doing that was the fact that like, what am I trading to get him here? Because he was still locked into a contract with the Arizona
Yeah,
Cardinals.
no,
He's
that's
not,
now it's free for all now, so that there's no need to worry about that anymore. So,
that
yeah.
changes the situation a little bit. Granted, he's still going to warrant a decent contract.
It's
But
kind of the same situation what happened with us when it came to Lyle Collins.
right.
Like, so we were trying to trade him away and we announced the type of thing, but no one was willing to pick it up, so it ended up becoming a free agent. Then he obviously got a team after it. Same
Yeah.
scenario what happens to D-Hop right now. No one's willing to
Yeah.
trade for him.
And if you're in this, and if you're in your win now era, if you will, then I don't see why you wouldn't want to, at least try. Because imagine you have CeeDee Lamb, you have DeAndre Hopkins, you have Brandon Cooks, and you have Michael Gallup, baby, all day.
Yeah,
We're chunking that ball up all day. If he's and Gallup's been practicing in the slot.
I mean, everything does seem like the stars are aligned, no pun intended, because we are the star. Like, it's like my love, the idea of that, I am fully supportive of, but from the business side of things, it's just big question marks. So I'm very 50-50 on it. I'm just thinking all aspects with this. So
No, I'm with you
the
100% on that. I think if you have the money and you can make a run for it, try it. And if it doesn't work out, that's
Yeah,
cool.
that's
I know.
it.
I already know. Like, I don't care what he said on a podcast, and I don't care what look he gave. I know him and Jack are cool, and I know that he would love to be on the Cowboys. So I'm not worried about that.
There you go, folks. You heard it there.
Yeah, I'm not even like that. It didn't even make me a bat an eye. I was like, say whatever you want. Like, we know.
Like the fact that Meg's serious, the fact that Meg is so serious about that, she's using the hand motions to actually make her argument.
Yeah, you can't see this, but my hands are going crazy.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Yeah, I say if you can make it happen, because like, why not have a wealth of riches on that line when that was such a decimated core for you last year? That'd be pretty, it would make a big splash if they did that.
Yeah, totally. Like, it definitely,
has a tidal wave, big splash.
Definitely would send shockwaves across the NFL for sure.
Yeah. We love to shock the world, you know? That's just such a crazy thing that came out. Obviously, now that I'm hearing more and more about it as we speak, it's just kind of getting me going. I'm sure everyone on Twitter is going crazy.
Yeah, Twitter is nonstop right now about it. So,
just got a DM, or not a DM, a mention that was like, sign D-Hop now. I was like, I don't even think I said anything about D-Hop. I think I just retweeted something. And he's like, I have someone in my mentions about it. So, I know people are going wild. But to bring it back down to earth, things that are actually occurring right now, what is going on with Farniok? I feel like that was the one that stuck out the most to you, and yes. I haven't heard anything about it, so tell me all about it.
Yeah, so on DallasCowboys.com, let me just get the article up right now. Mr. Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com staff writer, just did a report and talking about the left guard candidates for this year. And he made the comment saying that the mass majority of the practices, Matt Farniok was taking all the first team reps at left guard as he continues to take his process day by day. So, and not only just that, Mickey Spagnuolo actually made a comment. I think it was on the Mickey Shots podcast the other day there. Like, and he's been talking high praise on Farniok recently. So this could be one of those ones where this could be our left guard for this year. And Tyler Smith will play on left tackle. Like, it just begs to leave the question, what do we do with Tyron? Like, there is
100%. But I think, though, you and I have both been sounding the alarm bells about, like, what is your plan for the line? It almost makes me wonder if they had a better line out on, like, how they thought he was going to do and, like, how, like, his recovery process and if they're going to be able to fit him in. And that kind of made them worry about it a lot less, which it makes me worry about it a lot less, just, you know, ever so slightly. You're worried about, like, how's he going to fit in? But, like, just having that backup there to me is, like...
Yeah. I think at this stage in Tyron's career, even though, like, doesn't matter if you put him at left or even on the right, like he's much better on the left. There's no doubt about that. But Tyron will do his job, but you're never, ever going to get 16 games a season. You're not even going to get that from Tyron anymore. Like, his body can't do it anymore. And it's been like that for the past, what, 6-7 seasons now? He's missed games. Yeah. So, and now it's a 17 game a season. So it's the chances, like, he's basically coming in now as more of the, like, support role, I think, which is, I'm sad to see in a way, because I want Tyron to go there and ball out as always, but I think he's kind of in that process where, my body's starting to slow down a bit. I'm not healing up as quick. I'm just going to do my best and try and chip in when I can type of thing. But the other part of this article I want to bring up as well, that Nick Harris mentioned, was obviously about Chuma Udoka, the other offensive lineman that we brought in as well. So he's been talking, and he's just went out and said, "I am just ready to play wherever the coaches put me, whether it's guard or tackle. Right now, it's early in the process, so I'm just accepting my role. I'm playing wherever I need to play." So he's definitely going to be that guy who's going to drop in and drop, I think. So I think you're going to see Udoka all across the offensive line, pretty much. Yeah. Like to help cover, like cover for reps at guard, or give some reps for Zach Martin to take a breather or whatever, and that. So that's quite interesting as well. But going back to like Safarnia though, him at center was a wee bit of a overwhelming experience for him. I think now that Bayadish is there, now we've got Tyler Smith over along beside him, he can grow with that, and hopefully with our new offensive lineman coach, get the better technique and get more of, and the one thing that kind of I'm more worried about the most is obviously his size. For guard, he's a wee quite, I think he's quite under the weight for being a guard. Like, but depends on what you're trying to do. If it's under this West Coast offense, it could be more of a blessing in disguise, the more athletic style type of offensive lineman.
A little leaner, a little easier, maybe a little faster.
Easier to move about, easier to like do like pulls and pull out to the side, like and just, and get upfield to cover, run the blocks for like move upfield to the secondary type of thing. So that could be more of a blessing when it comes to the run blocking side of things.
Yeah, and you know, given the news about him, and then you know, looking at Terrence Steele, and you know, they're still talking about him making his way back in. You have Gallup, who's feeling 100%. You have Tony Pollard, who is taking reps. You know, obviously they're more like walkthroughs here at this, the practice at this juncture right now. But looking at the way like nature is healing here, you know, there's a lot of talk about like, is this the best the Cowboys have looked in recent history? What are your thoughts on that?
Minus the injuries, possibly. I'm not going to say definitively. Like, it's hard to say because we've not seen them play yet as this new team. So I don't think we can really fully expect to put, say, oh yeah, when you look at the roster, it should be a better team. Or players. I said, well, hold on a minute. Like, it's hard to, we don't know what the rookies are capable of. We don't know what.
If you just look at the paper.
Yeah.
I think it is pretty clear that they've made improvements from last year.
Oh, absolutely. Especially on the defensive side of the ball, 100%.
Yeah. Offensive, well, in offense, you got to give them a little cred.
I know, but I would say the majority on defense, they've improved a lot, especially in the defensive tackle position, bringing Mazi Smith in. That is a big bonus. But going back to the offense.
You got Hankins back to those two big boys.
Yep, exactly. Okay. Thank you for adding that as well there, Meg. Yeah. In terms of offense, you've got Brandon Cooks in. You've got Luke Shoemaker coming in. You've got the development of Jake Ferguson. Like, the only question is, obviously, we just kind of briefly mentioned, is what is the strength of the offensive line? That's why I'm kind of saying defense. I would say they're more better overall compared to our offense, but they have improved. But I think with losing Seek, it kind of decreases it that little bit as well.
Yeah, I can see that being a reason why you would be a little concerned. I am interested. I'm, you know, we're always thinking ahead, just like getting to training camp. I'm so interested like how the, you know, new running backs coach is, how they practice together, what kind of their game plan. You're not really going to see the game plan. Cause you know, your boy, Mike McCarthy, loves to hide things, but you know, maybe you just see like some progress there. Like just gives you a little less worry after, you know, losing Zeke there. I know some people don't care, but I do. So we'll see.
Definitely. And not to mention, so when we were just talking about defensive tackle, don't forget we've got a former offensive lineman now playing defensive tackle as well, Isaac Arakon as well. He's now moved to that position as well.
Maybe. they're moving him over there to see how it works. We'll see if he ends up being there.
That's the thing I'm most excited about preseason, is to see how Abercorn does. I really am.
Well, and did you see that Bobby Belt had talked about how they've been practicing Kelvin Joseph over in safety and in nickel?
I didn't see that, actually. Interesting.
Yeah, so Dan Quinn refuses to be wrong. And you know what? Until it's proven that way, I am with him on that. Because you know he put his fist on the table a little bit to get Kelvin Joseph here. He's been believing in that he could develop him, I should say. I wouldn't say in his progress But he's believed in the fact that he could be able to develop this guy, and he's not giving up. He looks like he's trying to.
And that's and that's the way a coach should be. It's like if the guy's still putting in the work on the field, then you have every right to try and encourage him to become better. So Dan Quinn's doing his job. Like, he's being a coach. He wants to bring out the best of these players.
Yeah.
But I think end of the day, it's up to Mike McCarthy and up to the front office to decide what they want to do with Sir Kelvin Joseph as well.
No, for sure. It'll be interesting to see with Isaac and with Kelvin, if they are, because they obviously, and it was a small sample size, but you had Izzy looking great as a cornerback, just kind of playing to their strengths and moving them around a little bit. Let's see if he can go 2 for 3 or 3 for 3 on positional moving guys around.
Yeah.
Man, so a lot happened. Glad we got to chat about it with you guys. Is there anything else that you wanted to leave the people with?
I think we're good. So, yeah, I think we're good for this Saturday. Absolutely.
Yeah, we let it out in a short period of time because Paul is such a kind and benevolent co-host, and my day has been absolute bananas. So,
you don't have to tell the world what happened. It's all good.
But I do appreciate you guys tuning in, listening, and please discuss this with us. You can find me at Meg Murray with 4 R's on Instagram and Twitter. And Paul, you are?
I am P-Stu on Twitter and Instagram.
Perfecto. We will have tons of stuff for you to read throughout the week at bloggingtheboys.com. And be sure to rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. We have something every day coming out at you at Blogging the Boys. And we'll see you next week.
Dallas forever, Philly for never.
Doctor.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.